This is Ellie from Harrogate Hospital Radio, and I am at the Vale of Nid Masonic Lodge because there is a big, big fundraiser on here today. And with me is Mike Walker, who is one of the organisers. And Mike, you have a very grand title this year, which is?
Harrogate District Lodge of Installed Masters.
And what exactly does that entail?
It just means that I'm supposed to be in charge as far as the other brethren will let me be, but it's just being a figurehead and a big honour to be that figurehead for a 12-month.
I was just going to ask you how long you were in charge.
Yeah, just 12 months, and then somebody else will be taking my place and I'll be going back down batting harder.
So the Vale of Nid are holding a fundraiser for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. How did that come about, Mike?
It was quite by accident. It was just mentioned to one of our brethren, and they said that, why have you thought about Yorkshire Air Ambulance? They have a mobile unit that goes round various shows and such like. So, yeah, one of our members, Terry, he got organised, and fortunately it was available on this day. Yes, they were willing to come, and we were willing to put a bit of a do on to raise funds specifically for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, which is well and truly well worth the money and well worth the effort of putting the do on.
Mike, you never know when anyone is going to need this fabulous service, do you?
No, that's true. And there isn't many weeks go by when at least once in that period does the Yorkshire Air Ambulance land in Pateley Showground. And it also serves the whole of Nidderdale and surrounding areas, as all the other air ambulances do. Mm. They cover the country.
It also costs an awful lot of money per day to operate. And so do's like this are very, very important. Tell us about the piece of kit that the Yorkshire Air Ambulance have brought along.
Well, it's a simulator, and when you go into that particular van, you can sit on a pilot's seat with the joystick in front of you, and there's a screen just like the air ambulance pilots are looking out of, seeing where you're going, and there's tapes where the air ambulances have actually been, and you're flying over the countryside that those ambulances have been to, various accidents over the years.
Have you had a go on it?
Not yet, I haven't had the chance. But I'm looking forward to being able to do it before they pack up and go. But it's certainly well organised, is the van that's come. Mm. They've got everything that they need for demonstrations and such like as that.
And what else can we find here today?
Well, there's barbecues, there's cake stalls.
Say no more.
Is it Jenga that they call where you slide things in?
Oh, Jenga, I think.
Jenga, that's the word. Yeah. And then there's hoopla for kids, face painting.
Yeah.
All in all, for a good day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's about coming up 3 o'clock.
Now, yeah.
And everybody's here until how late?
Till about 4 o'clock. If there's still people here at 4:30, we'll still be here at 4:30.
I noticed the bar was open as well.
It is indeed, yes it is. Yeah.
I'm just going to have a wander in there because I think Alistair's doing quite a brisk trade on the tombola.
Tombola, yes there is, and we've also got a big screen and what do they call them things where you put tapes in?
Oh, like a video recorder.
Like a video, and that's showing all the Queen's reign.
And obviously this has all come about because of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, which is a tremendous achievement. This lady has been a constant in both our lives, I suspect.
Yes, she has indeed, yeah. I was about 6 years, 5 years old, would I be? Somewhere there, at Glasshouse's school, and I was dressed as Robin Hood for fancy dress.
Have you still got your costume?
Well, yeah, but it don't fit.
Well, Mike, I just wish everybody the best of luck with today, and thank you very much for talking to Harrogate Hospital Radio. It's always a pleasure to speak to you guys.
Right, and it's always a pleasure to speak to you, and once again, thank you for all the wonderful work you lot down at Harrogate Hospital do for us.
Would you like to give a get-well message to our patients?
Yes, I would. The sooner you get well, the sooner you can get out and about again. So get well soon. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just get well soon today, and then tomorrow you can play and do what you want to do.
Absolutely brilliant. Thanks, yeah. Mike.